Sweet home Alabama, where the skies are so blue. Hello, good evening, and welcome to Abbey Daily with me, Abby Roberts. It's Monday, the 11th of March, 2024. It's just approaching 7:30. It's exactly 7:30. I was watching the clock ticking, and I'm fresh from doing my show. 5 to 7. Good grief. Well, I've had some lovely feedback from my 5 to 7, my new draft time show. Literally just in, hot off the press. Just got an email. Let me read it to you. It's literally just come in. Blodders, Baker, Littlehampton, Dear Abs, stonking first show in the new slot. I always listened in the morning, but it was too early for me to join the chat. Really good job with excellent guests. Many thanks. Keep on keeping on, Blodders. Well, that's lovely. Thank you so much, Blodders. I'm talking to you as if you are listening to this. Maybe you are. I don't know. I've also got another one from Jane Wild. Hello, Jane. Congratulations, she says. Dear Abby, I'm thrilled to bits to see you on TNT at the most popular time. Brilliant and well done. Also, you don't have to get up at the crack of dawn now. Happy Lions. Lots of love, Jane. Bless you, Jane. Thank you so much. That's really, really lovely to hear. And I also, for people that did listen in the morning and are familiar with Siv, my little milk tray man, I got a couple of emails from Siv. Let me just find the first one. Here we go. Congrats on the new time slot. Hello, Abby. I just want to congratulate you on your new time slot. Well done, and I wish you the very best of luck with everything. All the best, Milk Tray Man. Siv, P.S. This means you don't have to hear my voice anymore. Oh! Honestly, I got a little bit teary, a little bit misty-eyed. And then another one, not long afterwards, saying, hello, Abby. Just to clarify, you were on after 4 o'clock in the morning on a Tuesday in Sydney. All the best, Milk Tray Man, Siv. So basically tonight, so when I did the show, obviously it's Monday evening, but it's 4 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday. Thanks for clarifying, Siv. And he's gone. So guys, I hope you've had a good weekend. What have you been up to? Anything special? Wow, I'm literally, my head's spinning after that 2 hours. I had great guests though. Really good. I had Phil Zimmerman. And we had a good chat about loads of different things. And he was pulling up, holding up masks of various people. Tony Blair, Ted Ross, you know, Hancock, the usual wankers, which made me laugh because he literally they disappeared out of nowhere. Basil Valentine was very good. And we talked about a couple of news items. The Oscars, the speech at the Oscars about Gaza. And also, what else did we speak about? Oh, there was something else. You know, I can't remember. I've gone a blank. Blankety blank, blankety blank, 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 blankety blank. but yeah, there's just so much topical stuff. It's just never ending. And obviously, with Phil, the photograph, my first bit of the show was mostly about the photograph of Kate. Bloody hell's bells. It's never ending. It's like, Jesus Christ, all right, enough already. The two clips I chose were, well, that was it. The other thing with Basil was Joe Biden and the decrepit old fucker and his doppelgangers and blah, blah, and Kamala Harris, basically the Democrats. Yeah, I've dropped a bit of Jim Crow history in, you know what I mean, at the end, just to prove that I'm not a complete fucking blonde idiot, you know what I mean? I don't know me fucking onions, you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean, geezer? But I have to say, sorry, this is a bit high energy and a bit bleh because it's like coming off stage, you know? It's that kind of adrenaline. It was weird. It was lots of pluses about doing it at this time. Well, obviously, a lot more people can listen and join the chat because they're not, maybe, I don't know, getting ready for work or getting kids ready for school, blah, blah, blah. Also my guests, it's better for a lot of people who have just finished work. Like Nick can now do it much more often because he was at work between 8 and 9. Dick Dellingpole can also come on more because he was at work 8 to 9. So lots of pluses. Also, it means that I have the whole day and obviously don't have to. Mind you, I did get up this morning at 5:30, 6 o'clock. I was like, you fucking, what the fuck are you doing, Abby? Get back into bed. But it's weird. Once you're awake, you know what it's like. Once you're there, you can't, it's impossible to get back to sleep again. But I have a feeling I may sleep quite soundly tonight because I am quite knackered. Because it is using a lot of brain power, you know, because you're, I had to do 20 minutes. Actually, it was very easy. I had to do 20 minutes up front. It was actually, do you know what? It went really quickly. So I don't really know why. And the guy at the other end, the nice Anoop, who works in the vision room in Australia, said, oh, you don't need a sweeper at 14. He said, just carry on, carry on. Just go from 8:04 to 20 past. And it was honestly, it was over in a flash. Didn't even have time to do the bloody papers. I have got papers, by the way, as a kind of, even though it's not traditional to do papers in the morning, I like having them because it's visual. And also, I have the New York Times ready to rock because I want people to know what the fucking fuck people are saying in America and how mad it is. Very woke. Oh, God. Some of the things. I mean, I've kept the New York Times for tomorrow just in case, because it's not out of date because it's basically just an ongoing thing about cancel culture, which I was like, literally my eyes were wide open reading it going, oh my God, you guys are just so fucking woke. You guys are just so beyond help at the moment. You liberals, you bloody Democrats, so-called Democrats. So I need to take a breath, don't I? I need to breathe. Breathe, breathe, breathe. I did actually stop off very naughty girl at the chip shop. At the chippy, we got dippy. It's really great. Little bit of Victoria Wood ref there. Yeah, on the way home, I was like, oh, I'm starving. So I have got the smell of chips and a battered sausage wafting up my nostrils. But anyway, back to the show. Back to me, darling. What do you think about me? So back to the show. So intro was a lot to do with the photograph and just various things my views on it. It is nice, though, saying Abbey Road, it's drive time. I'm not going to lie. It is very nice. And knowing I've got a full expanse of time to stretch my legs with my views and my thoughts. It's really nice and still keep it fun. And I did do quite a good gag, even though I say so myself early on. I said it to Charlotte and she laughed and went, oh, that's definitely going to go in. I said, yeah, sorry I wasn't, people who were expecting me to be around this morning, sorry I wasn't doing the morning show. I had to have abdominal surgery. I probably fucked it up in the delivery. But anyway, that you get the gist. You get the gist. Yes. So, yes, a lot of chat about the photograph. Which is just set Twitter alight. And also people's lovely little message from Anoop and his wife, who is in also operators. It's husband and wife team for my show. And his wife is called Karika, I think. Oh, Kritika. Kritika. Everybody's a Kritika. I remember that, but not for negative reasons. Kritika. Lovely. Anoop and Kritika, who are married, like I said, and they're my husband and wife team for the 5 to 7. So it's perfect. And we have a good laugh. I won't tell you what was said off air. Yes. Wonderful people. And Anoop just put, great show, Abby. See you tomorrow. Well, what a lovely man he is. What a lovely man. He's Nepalese, actually. Yes, you know. Incredible, just international people. So the show, so let's carry on with the running of the show. So it was Phil Zimmerman, Basil Valentine, and Miri was on next. Great chat with Miri. And a certain Wayne from South Wales rang in. I couldn't believe it. It was great, actually, Wayne. Oh, thank you very much for ringing in. Great, valid, very excellent points were made. Miri and I chatted a lot. I mean, I can chat to her for ages because it's really fascinating, her worldview. I mean, her view of a lot of stuff is from the perspective that somebody much higher up the food chain, i.e., I mean, she, I made a reference to Stalin and how it was the equivalent of, you know, getting rid of the Romanovs. Well, actually, Lenin, and then worse people take over. So it's really fascinating. Honestly, the conversations I have with people on that show are just very in depth. Very, I mean, it gets my brain working. Really, it does. It's incredible. So there's a lot of stuff about that she was talking about trying to the one world government want to bring down institutions, so they're doing it by delegitimizing them. It's fascinating. Read her article. Read her bloody article. Thank you very much. It's Miri. I think it's miri.substack.com so it's a bit like mine. It's a bit like my Substack, but Miri, M-I-R-A. Please bloody well read it. It's fantastic. And also all her other articles, because they're fascinating. They're really well written, very well considered. We talked about her conflicts in views that she has, which may be in, you know, conflict with a broader picture. For instance, the royal family. She's not a monarchist, as indeed I am not either. But she recognises that if we get rid of that layer, then the blob can do much worse things. It's really interesting. Wow, even though I say so myself, I was absolutely riveted. Very bright. And then, to top it all off, like the cherry on the cake was the incredible Nick Cottam. Wow, just so, as I said, I praised him at the top and said that I'd had requests actually for both of them, for Miri and Nick to come back. And Nick was, is just, thinks very clearly, speaks very clearly. His ideas are crisp and honed, but he's also open to say, oh, actually, yes, that's okay. That's an interesting way of looking at it. Let's go there. So, you know, like I said, it was the three of us. It was like we were in. That's what I want my show to be. Obviously, there's going to be more serious points. There's going to be people who don't know me as well, but it is essentially like a chat in a pub. So 2 hours, and obviously broken up with my editorial. So things I want to talk about, or little, you know, like I didn't do today because it was the first show and I had four guests, and basically I was trying to work my way around the, because I didn't have a format in front of me, so I was doing it pretty much off from off the cuff from what I remembered, so things like Twitter, looking at Twitter. Obviously I had the lovely Wayne calling in, which is great, and I want more people to do that, because it's really great. It gets the conversation flowing, and you can ask guests questions as well. If I've got somebody on who you're particularly interested in, then it'd be great if you call in, or you want to ask me a question or views on something. And obviously I'll make it very specific, like what are your views on ... photo, or the royal family, or whatever it may be that's of concern. And Sonia popped up in the chat, in the live chat. Sonia said, love it, loving the show, you go girl. I was like, oh God, love her. Wow. Yeah, because things were quite tricky. It was a bit, you know, going from the 8 to 9, and then, so on Friday I heard about it, and then things were a bit like, oh, what's happening again over the weekend? And, you know, I was having all sorts of slight, a bit, you know, not wobble, yeah, wobbles, but not because I didn't think I could do it, but just, yeah, you know, when you get into a routine and, yeah, just that kind of thing. But Sonia was great and Charlotte was great. And yeah, so it's all good. It's all good, everyone. And then obviously I'm doing the pod because I love this pod and I don't want anything to get in the way or to mean that, you know, I can't give it my full attention. So that was the show, TNT. And I'm just looking at lovely Twitter. So nice. Yeah, just really lovely, lovely comments. Honk, honk. My drive time. I'm just going to read a couple of tweets that I've put. Now, this is under, I noticed lovely Godfrey Bloom has replied, well, to one of the tweets. This is Cancer Research UK, and it's push-up challenge. Do 100 push-ups for 30 days, starting on 1st of April. And they've got a load of these. Push-up challenge? Are you fucking joking? And then I've put, push-ups will definitely make up for the thousands of late diagnoses, delayed treatment, vaccine-induced turbo cancers, and the disgusting moral vacuum you relished creating since 2020. Shame on you. And I've given, you know, their handle, Cancer Research UK. And that's actually, there's quite a few. Dick Dellingpole has put April Fool's Day, eh? James O'Neill, Chief Executive of Cancer Research UK, Michelle Mitchell, received a basic salary of, wait for it, $254,900 in 2023. To which I replied, Christ alive. Honestly, these fucking people. Really bad. And I put care to comment. This is on the pay. And as Godfrey Bloom says, no, you know, never ever give to charities where the CEO earns more than what's he put? Oh, I've bloody gone past it now for crying out loud. Do you know what I mean? Sorry, I was just doing a bit of a belch then. How lovely. Oh, here you go. Godfrey Bloom, never ever give money to any charity which pays the CEO more money than you earn. Yes, thank you, Godfrey. We fight on, we fight to win, Mr. Bloom. I should get him on, shouldn't I? Definitely, Goddess Bloom. Oh, yes. That would be good. Yeah, speak to him. I mean, there are so many great guests I'm looking forward to having on my show. At various points, because obviously I've got longer time now, so you know what I mean. It's rather brilliant. So I'll be introducing little things. I don't know what you think about this, but you know, lyrics to songs. You know, like finishing the lyrics to songs. Maybe people phoning in and and emails definitely, Dear Abby. If you want to write to me about stuff, it could be about anything at all. Any topic at all, at all, at all, at all, Dear Abby. And the email is abbyroberts at tntradio.live. Bloody hell. I've got so many things to remember. You've got to, you can do this, or you can do this, or you can even do this, or you can do this. and I can hear Anoop chuckling away. It's lovely, though, him and his wife, Kritika. Kritika. Lovely, lovely pet. Right, my darlings, that is it. That's fucking it. I've spoken long enough now. Good grief. Right, so I'll be back tomorrow, 5 to 7, TNT show. And then the pod will probably... it's quite nice doing it this time, you know, because I'm fired up, you see. I'm adrenalised or whatever. If it comes before, it'll come before, but I mean, it'll probably be at about, what, 3... half 3 or something. Anyway, God love you guys and hope everyone's okay. And thank you for, again, your lovely comments about the pod and for subscribing, for contributing if you do. And if you don't, that's also fine. All right. I'm off like a dirty shirt. Here comes the outro. Sweet home Alabama, where the skies are so blue. Be seeing you.